all aboard the podcast train. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast, leaving the station for this Tuesday, March 5th. How's it going? Dave here. All the good stuff from this rather frigid morning in March. I feel like people discount the fact that March is technically the start of spring later, but it's certainly not feeling that way. So get out your hand warmers if you're listening to this one outside, and good luck to you. We took a trip down memory lane today to our high school days to point out the people that, unlike us, went on to fame and fortune. We all mentioned people that were classmates of ours that went on to become famous. We heard about a new whiskey that's out there on the market by an unlikely source, someone near and dear to the hipster community. We once again promote our Misheard Lyrics show, which is going to be coming up next week, and we need your help for it. And speaking of confusion and music, John busted out another round of Ghosts of Music Past, where he digs up old early recordings of artists before they were famous in their early bands and early days, and Steve and I have to guess just who the heck it is that we're hearing. And we've had better rounds of this, but we didn't get shut out today, and the people that we did get correct, we really had no business getting right, and the people that we missed, well, we should have probably known. So have a listen, judge for yourself. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Twenty-two degrees outside, and we'll only get up to about 31 today. Sunny and cold, although fortunately no wind.
Yeah.
No wind. I mean,
I got gas on the way in. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah,
no wind.
I stepped cold outside and went, okay, I can deal with this. Yeah. You know, this is all right. All right, but I mean, just ooh, some brutal weather.
Yep.
And tomorrow's gonna be even colder. But what do we care? We're eating food at the Fillmore.
Warm bellies, yeah.
All right, 12th annual John DiBella Show Comfort Food Fest happening tomorrow night at the Fillmore.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So I've got a question for you all this morning, because I was thinking about this. I recently saw a picture of a high school buddy. And he went on to fame and fortune.
Okay.
All right. And I was just sort of curious who else has something like this. My friend Chris, guy I went to not only high school with, but college with as well. Mm-hmm. Right. And you've heard me talk about this guy before. All right. Chris Albrecht. He became, you know, he went out and he was one of the manager. He was the manager at the Improv in New York, and then ended up getting a job at HBO. Became the president of HBO.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
All right. And then left HBO and became the president of Starz. All right, you know, and I know you've got somebody in your life that's along that
in showbiz, yeah. Amanda Seyfried, right.
Yeah, right.
I was great friends with her in high school.
Well, you're still friends with her, too.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Now we DM about, you know, raising our toddlers.
Right.
It's a little less scintillating.
Yeah.
She was just, I mean, really good friends with her in high school. She was a model. She got a few gigs in, like, magazines. And then she got on a few soap operas, which everybody thought was big back then.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Mean Girls hit. She aced that audition. Tina Fey hooked her up, and it was just off to the races. Yeah, A-list Hollywood star all of a sudden. It's just crazy.
You know,
crazy.
It's great. It's great. So the question at hand this morning, 215-263-WMGK. Somebody I went to high school with is now, and it doesn't have to be famous like that. You know, it could be like somebody I went to high school now is mayor, right? Someone I went to high school with, but I don't want, you know, is in jail or is addicted.
Right. Murdered somebody.
Something
murdered
cool. Somebody. We want something cool that they do, or something that is.
Or infamous. Maybe they went viral for some reason.
Maybe that's it too. Maybe it's something that everybody would know, but we just don't know who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
So someone I went to high school with is now blank. Fill in that blank. Tell us about that person you went to high school with. 215-263-WMGK.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Foreigner cold as ice, which is exactly what we've got today. A sunny and cold day, the high temperature, about 31 degrees. I got to see if I can find this. I'm not sure if anybody saw it. Did you see the woman that was being interviewed about the snow the other day up in New York?
No.
Oh, this woman is just precious. All right, listen to this lady, Cindy. All right, they're asking her about the weather, right, and people complaining about the snow, and here's what she had to say.
We getting mad because of snowing, but it's winter outside. I mean, we are a bunch of weird people, okay? If it was summer and it was snowing. Yes, it is winter. Winter, hello. It's winter, hello. About 3-4 weeks ago, it was what? 3 degrees outside. It's a heat wave out here now. Hello, it's winter. Yes, I'm not surprised. I love it. It's winter. Let's work with it. This is a heat wave. It's a heat wave. 3 degrees 3 weeks ago. How soon we forget.
That's funny.
You know, every once in a while, you need a woman like that to set you straight.
That's it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
So, Cindy, what about yourself? We got this question in hand this morning. It's open to everybody, 215-263-WMGK. Somebody I went to high school with is now what?
A traffic reporter?
Yes.
Wait a second. You're the most famous person to come out of your high school?
As far as I know, I'll probably get about 100 Facebook messages or something when I get off the air. But, there's only 100... and 20 people in my graduating class. It was a small high school.
Wow, I had more people than that in my math class. I went to a new overcrowded New York City school, right? First graduating class had 800 students. Second graduating class, 1,200 students.
Oh my
God. All right, what about yourself, Steve?
Well, since Cindy said herself, I'm racking my brain to think who it is, and I'm thinking, well, I'm on the radio. Damn it, that's me. And then I just remembered, Matt Peterson on CBS Philly is a weatherman. He was my grade too. Matt!
Nah, man.
He just came back into the city, I think, a year or so ago. I guess it's Matt.
All right. So what could it be for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Somebody I went to school with is now, all right? And by the way, is now in jail or is now an addict. Can we rule those out? Just we're looking for somebody who's gained some notoriety. Dave had Amanda Seyfried that he went to school with.
Yep.
I went to school with a guy named Chris Albrecht, who became the president of HBO and stars now. All right. So what is it for you? 215-263-WMGK. Steely Dan in my old school, and it's all about your old school this morning. Because we got into a conversation earlier about people that we went to high school with, and some we went to college with, and someone I went to high school with is now fill in the blank. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Not somebody who's in jail or somebody who's now an addict. I want that now to be is now in jail, is now an addict, you know, whichever. No. We want it to be, well, somebody may have gained some notoriety. For me, it was Chris Albrecht. I went to high school and college with him. He became the president of HBO and the president of Stars. I should tell visiting him at HBO story sometime.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a fun one. And then you had
showbiz as well. Amanda Seyfried, famous actress. Seyfried,
and Steve had Steve.
Well, stop. It's weatherman Matt Peterson, who I'm going to have to fight to take back the claim of who has done anything.
Okay, but he's part-time.
It's still on TV.
All right. Yeah. Why? Why? We're the bastard child of television?
I'm just saying.
We are the grandfather of television.
You're damn right we are.
Yeah, damn.
You know what? Screw you, Matt. I haven't talked to the kids in high school. Sorry, Matt.
So we've got Jack on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Jack, somebody I went to school with is now...
probably the biggest sportscaster on television, Jim Nantz.
Oh, these two are impressed.
Hello, friends.
Are you kidding me? Is that how he greeted you in grade school? Hello, friend.
He and I were good friends playing Little League and advanced baseball, and he was probably the best golfer I've ever played golf with in my life. He played in college with Freddie Couples and Lane McAllister, but he always wanted to be a sportscaster from the time we were little kids.
Aaron, what about yourself? All right, somebody I knew in high school is now...
was an NFL kicker, and he now has a very popular podcast.
And that is? Who is that person?
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee's awesome.
He's going for the Monday night football spot, I think.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Pam, what about yourself? Somebody I went to high school with is now...
working on The Walking Dead.
As an actor or as a technician?
No, he's a special effects. He won an Academy Award for it last year.
Wow.
Wow.
He's also... He was on the show because he was one of the dead. He was the spiky guy.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
He was the zombie with the brains falling down his face.
All right, Bill, how about yourself? Tell us somebody you went to high school with.
I went to Shawnee High School in Medford, and when I was a freshman, there was this dude named Andre Gardner doing the morning announcements with Mr. Steinmetz.
Uh-huh. Never heard of him.
Right. We wanted to be impressed.
What does he do?
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of this guy.
The other person was my sophomore year, a young lady named Calista Flockhart joined our
round. Oh, wow. Finally, some star
now
power.
Now we're impressed.
Wait a minute. And you started with Andre? Are you serious? Bury the lead, dude.
Hey, come on. You know, I thought I'd save the best part for the bang at the end.
They're both about as skinny as each other.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think she eats healthier. Andrea, somebody you went to high school with is now...
Well, I went to college with James Gandolfini.
No way.
Oh,
right.
That's cool.
So
yeah.
The answer is dead.
Oh, yeah, that's...
No, isn't that sad? I was at his funeral.
Oh,
that's
God.
Awesome. Like, how well did you know him?
He lived next door to me in the dorm.
No way. That's so cool.
Yeah, we used to hang together. He was a good friend of mine.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry for your loss. He was a really nice
man.
He was a really nice man. Jeff.
Good morning.
Who was that person?
One of my college roommates was the SEAL Team Commander for SEAL Team 6.
Whoa.
That's intense.
That's incredible.
He's not alive still, is he?
Actually, he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, SEAL Team 6, most of those guys are alive.
SEAL Team 6 got totally wiped out after that. Like, they may switch out members.
They actually do swap out members.
Yeah, because...
He's actually with another team now, but he was with SEAL Team 6.
No, good for him. Cool.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Joe?
Yes, sir.
Somebody I went to high school with is now...
John Bon Jovi, Dave Snake Sabo, and Bill Telepan, restaurateur in Manhattan.
Wow.
Pretty cool. What's
that
nice
is,
collection?
That is an array.
I grew up in Sayreville, graduated in 82.
Did you know John when you were in high school?
I knew John. I knew Dave better because Dave graduated the same year I did. But I knew of John, he had the music classes, the chorus classes, things like that. I was kind of in that circle.
Did he have that 80s haircut then?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So speaking of people that we went to school with, my friend Chris Albrecht, who became the president of HBO, I went out to L.A. to visit him, and he said, well, he says, come to my office. So I go to this building in Century City. I go to this building, and there's this high-rise, and I'm walking up to it, and I said, something about this is familiar. I know I've never been here before, but I don't know why this is familiar. So I go upstairs, and I'm waiting in the waiting area outside his office. He was in some kind of meeting. And I get up, and I'm looking out the window, and I come back, and I sit down, and I get up again, and I'm looking out the window, and I come up, and I get down. And his secretary turns to me and says, Nakatomi Towers. I said, what? She goes, Nakatomi Towers. He says, that's what you're trying to figure out, right?
Shoot the glass.
And the building they were in was the one from Die Hard.
World's greatest Christmas movie. Love
yes.
it. Love it.
Even Bruce Willis says it's not a Christmas
movie.
Well,
Bruce Willis is old and senile, so I don't take his opinion for anything.
No, it's just the actor, not the writer.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Breakfast is the I need a beverage. Hang on a second.
Yeah. Find what you're looking
yeah,
for.
John,
he's choked up by
I'm
that song.
I'm sitting here going 30 seconds, and I see John scrambling in the back looking for something. 15.
He's thinking about his friends helping him.
And now
Steve.
He disappears, and he's bent over in the trash can, and I'm sitting in my head counting down.
Because
10,
the story
hiding
I
the tears.
Wanted, the story
eight.
I wanted, I threw out. All right. Now that they have moved on, I'm talking about the hipsters, now that they have moved on to more important things beyond, avocado toast, right, and that kind of crap, right? I'm driving around on unicycles, right? And putting
any farthing bikes that are called.
No,
I know
that's
the big
one.
The
big
wheel bikes. Yeah, what's more outlandish? That or a unicycle?
Right. Well, you know, the folks at PBR, at Pabst Blue Ribbon, mm-hmm. right, which was like the mainstay of the hipster world.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you know.
Hipster juice.
Right, yeah, it is hipster juice, you mm-hmm. know. You know, cheap, but not good. Anyway, whenever they're not having their you know, craft beers mm-hmm. and paying $20 for a four-pack, right, this is what the hipsters relied on. And Pabst, right, has decided that they need to expand their product line. And Pabst is coming out with a new... Well, Pabst Blue Ribbon whiskey.
Oh, what?
Yep, there's going to be PBR whiskey.
They had a pale ale they right. came out with, but yeah, a whiskey?
Yeah, a whiskey. And it's aged for 5 seconds.
Yes.
It's going to be delicious.
I swear to God. It's basically White Lightning. You know, they refer to it as white whiskey. It's moonshine.
It's moonshine. I was just going to say
it's
that.
It's moonshine.
You got a still out back.
All right.
Some hipster tending it.
You know, yeah. I mean, it just, I don't know when they're going to start selling it, where they're going to start selling it.
Fishtown.
But
guaranteed.
All right. But it seems that some other whiskeys actually do this as well, where they barely age it at all and they just send it on out there.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking about, you know, ads for Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Distilled, then aged.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it on the truck.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Whiskey. Taste why aging makes a difference.
Smooth.
Pabst Blue Ribbon 5 second age whiskey, because 10 seconds would be a waste of time.
I didn't know the 5 second rule applied to whiskey as well.
Great.
Food on the floor, PBR whiskey.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Ghosts of Classic Rock's Past. Every once in a while, I dig up these tracks and these names from these bands, and it is Dave and Steve's job to figure out who the bands are nowadays. All right? You're both nodding at me. That doesn't work well in radio.
I wasn't even looking at you.
Thank you
was
so
I nodding?
Much.
I didn't even realize.
All right. The first.
I was thinking about how good we are at this.
Me too.
How
I'm
good?
Nervous.
Okay. Well,
I've gotten
you've got
one.
Your challenge. You've got your challenges today. All right. So let's go back in time to a band called the Blue Velvets.
Okay.
All right. Who eventually became the Collywogs.
Oh, crap. That sounds familiar.
Okay.
Oh, right. Man.
Here we go. Maybe I shouldn't
give
be giving
taste.
You so many,
no, give me
so
a taste.
Names. Here we
it's
go.
The first one.
This is, in fact, the Collywogs and not the Blue Velvets. I love the blank stare on Steve's face.
The guitar tone originally sounded very Rolling Stones-esque to me.
Sure.
And then the vocals kicked in.
Right.
And erased that out of my brain.
Well, were the Blue Velvets in 1959. And then in 1964, they became the Collywogs. So this is a 64
so
sound.
A late 60s band that we know then, probably.
Mm. How long were they the Collywogs for?
About 3 years.
Oh, man.
I'm going
to... who's a late 60s?
The Kinks?
Ooh, that's not bad.
All right. I knew you were going to say the Kinks. I think you say the Kinks every time
Well, that's
we do
false.
That.
I don't, but... It's close, though.
Not the Kinks.
Another K band.
All right.
Oh, God.
No, but it does have a K sound.
K sound. What the heck does that mean?
Classic rock bands that... So, probably it's bands with
it's Kiss.
A C.
Nailed it! I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to hate myself.
John Fogerty, Doug Clifford, and Stu Cook formed the Blue Velvets in 1959.
What?
Then in 1964, Tom Fogerty joined the band and he became the Collywogs. In 67, they had achieved local success. They got new management and they came up with the name Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Dude.
Creedence was from a mutual friend. Clearwater was a beer that had ecological overtones, and Revival was a sign of optimism
they
about
totally
what was the
changed their sound.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They seriously changed their sound.
Oh, my God.
Now, this next act, we don't really play anymore. We did it one time when we were, you know, classic hits.
Is it the Kinks?
No, it is not the Kinks. sooner or later, I'll find something from the Kinks. I really
and then you won't guess it.
All right. But this next one, and this next one could be tough.
Okay.
All right. They started out as the Peptones. All right. And then they became Tom and Jerry.
Ooh-ba-ba-loo-cha-ba, you're mine. Say, ooh-ba-ba-loo-cha-ba, you're mine.
Oh, my God. And we don't play them.
No, we don't play them. This is Tom and Jerry.
You just see the poodle skirts hopping around to this.
The most important word in that title is and.
Simon and Garfunkel?
That's actually right. Yes!
Bam! Bam! Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! All right. The two of them met in elementary school in Forest Hills. Right? They started performing together as the Peptones. They recorded at 15 years old. They picked up the song from the Everly Brothers, Hey Schoolgirl. All right, that got them started. Then they became Tom and Jerry. And then after finishing college, the two of them got back together and only used their last names. Yep, Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice.
That is the one that I thought was really going to stump you, not the first one. This last one, it's very possible that you're going to know their former name.
Okay.
All right. Not necessarily, but it's very, very possible. All right. They originally started off as Rainbow.
Oh, man.
Okay. And then became Wicked Lester.
Oh, God.
Now, a lot of people are already screaming that they know what it is. If you're a fan of this band, you know they were Wicked Lester.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Kinks.
I can tell you that this has nothing to do with how they sound eventually.
Okay. She turned down the captain when he came around to school. She said a promise to the mission for Baltimore. He offered her his mansion. He offered her his gold. But she slipped away to another man. A man's hands are cold. My original inclination when I heard those names you gave were the Who.
Right. No.
But they were the
High Numbers.
Yeah. Oh, High Numbers. That's right. Oh, man. This is another one where I just know the name. I've heard it before.
Are they American or British?
They're American.
Oh, I was going to say Bad Company, but... Mm. No, do you have any inkling, Steve?
I'm trying to listen to the voice. And
that's the same singer.
Oh, yeah.
Probably getting screamed at by the audience
I can't
right now.
Think
oh yeah, a lot of people.
We're getting screamed at. I can just feel it.
A lot of people are screaming.
Back
at
of my neck is bristling. Right?
They probably don't know this song, but they know Wicked Lester.
See, I have no idea who Wicked Lester is.
Okay, before the makeup, Kiss were a folk rock band.
Crap.
All right, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, who at the time were going as Gene Klein and Stanley Eisen, formed the band in 1970 called Rainbow, but then changed it to a Wicked Lester because another band, not Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, had already had it. Of course, eventually, you know, they eventually switched. They started getting impressed by the band Slade, and that's where the costumes and the makeups come from, the combination of the glam and the makeup and all that stuff. Simons and Stanley hire Peter Criss, who also was, looking to start a band, and he had been in a band with Ace Frehley called Lips. Right, and that's where Kiss came from. So there you are, your classic rock ghosts of the past.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Aerosmith, one of the bands that I got the lyrics wrong on for the longest time. I was saying this yesterday. Even though I knew the song was called Sweet Emotion, when they started the song, I always heard Wheels in Motion.
Which makes sense. That bad.
Steve, bring it up. Bring it up, all right?
It's like the start of the song. The wheels are going to start churning.
Right, you know,
getting
then,
the show
and
on the
then
road.
When they come in, you get that Wheels in Motion thing. And you know, look, either you or someone you know gets a lyric wrong, get it wrong all the time, kind of like Wheels in Motion. And we want to know what it is because we are going to bring back the Misheard Lyrics Show. Let's see. You got it there?
Yeah.
All right. So now we don't want any of the old ones like there's a bathroom on the right or a bingo jet. Everybody knows those. But if you've got one that's unique to yourself or to someone that you know, especially if a classic rock song, like somebody sent in a Taylor Swift song today, it's like, no, nah, that ain't going to work. Right? No. Just send those lyrics to lyrics@WMGK.com, right? And we will get you your song on the air. But here's what I'm talking about. We got about six more seconds.
You picked a song that has a two-minute intro.
Three. Yeah, right. One would think. Here they go.
Here comes a post.
Wheels in motion.
I don't know. I'm even trying to hear wheels in motion.
That's a stretch
there.
Now that I can't hear it.
Well, it could be real. It could be real emotion.
Yeah.
All right. But you know. But
how high were you?
What year was the song?
Right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Tell me the year. I'll tell you the drug.
Yeah. Right.
So anyway, whatever it might be for you or someone you know, right? Text it. Email it to us at lyrics@wmgk.com. You could put lyrics in the subject line as well. We want to know the song and what the misheard lyric was, and maybe yours will make it on the air next Tuesday.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.